this is Leticia. You know, the true sign of a great website is one that keeps you up to date with what is really going on in the world of romance and technology. What better way of getting and keeping everyone connected? With this in mind, if you haven't already heard about social bookmarking, let me bring you up to date. Some of you may have bookmarked your favorite websites, like this one. And whenever you get online, you can just point and click and you're there. Voila! Well, social bookmarking is the ability to save bookmarks to websites and tag them with keywords in order to find them later. Not only that, it also helps others find those same sites with greater ease and satisfaction. In a sense, instead of letting a machine decide what is the most popular site based on technobabble like meta tags and algorithms, social bookmarking sites are ranked by living and breathing humans, people like you and me, that are looking for more people like us that may or may not share the same viewpoint, but certainly have a lot of the same interests in a common topic. According to an article published in Bookmark by EDUCAUSE Learning Initiatives, social bookmarking creates a true web of resources and connections that represents the interests and judgments of a community of users. That's their definition. Now, the cool thing about how social bookmarking works is that it allows you to see who creates the bookmarks, and it gives you access to their other bookmarkings. So if you find someone that has similar interests as yours, you can share information without spending a lot of time cutting and pasting and emailing. You can also access your favorites from any computer, not just your personal one. It also seems to be another great way to meet people. How many times have you read an article and wanted to share it with friends or just wish that more people could read it? Well, here's your chance to do that. Check it out for yourself and let me know what you think. Here's a couple to get you started. There's www.digdigg.com and http://del.icio.us. Now, they both have very different styles. I found dig.com personally to be easier to navigate at a glance. They use the term digging, so let's just say you dig this article. You can go down to the bottom of the page and click on dig.com. Create a user account and add it to your personal bookmarks. Your page then goes to a list of other recently dug pages and allows others to read it too. And if they like it, well, then they can also dig it to their personal bookmarks. Dig it? I knew you would. This is Leticia saying, try something new today. You might like what you find.